Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Zayin. We actually got up to Daf Vav Amid Beis, seven lines off the bottom of the Amid. So the pasuk explains that when a person's animal eats away at his friend's, plants, Meitav sadeyu umeitav karma yushalem, he has to pay the best, highest quality property, highest quality piece of land as compensation for that damage. So if he chooses to pay with karka, with a piece of land, it must be your best quality piece of land. Meitav sadeyu. Now, yesterday we discussed a brisa which features through Shitas. Rabbi Shmuel says it's all about the meitav, on the nizak's end, on the victim's end. So basically, as long as your payment, the quality of the karka that you're paying matches the best quality of the nizak's portfolio, that's called meitav sadeyu. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, it must be your best field. So the mazik has many, qualities. He has to give his best. Okay, so that was yesterday. And Rabbi Kiva added, Rabbi Kiva Omer, loy baha kosev ela ligbois l'nezakim min ha'idis. All the pasuk is telling you is to pay your best. Number one. Number two, v'kal v'chemel ha'hegdish. And certainly, of course, if it happened with hegdish, if one damages hegdish property, you have to pay the best. Highest quality payment. Now, my kal v'chemel lehegdish. What does that mean? Ile v'denagach toira didan l'tura dehegdish. So one of our oxen, meaning an ox that belongs to a common person, gores, damages a shoira of hegdish. And the point is that repayment must take place using the best of his fields. Since when do you have to compensate for damage incurred to Hegdish? Shei re'eyu amarachmana. V'lo yisher shel Hegdish. Torah says, Higach shoir ish es shei re'eyu. If one's ox gores his friend's ox, his friend, not Hegdish. There's no chiyuv by Hegdish. V'lo yisher shel Hegdish. So we can't be speaking about that. Ella rather, it's going on the following case. If somehow a person owes money to Hegdish for a different reason, he promised a donation. I promised to give a mana to Bedek HaBayis. The point is that the treasurer will come and collect on that donation. I'll take your best property. That's the point of the price. We're not discussing damages. Discussing paying up for your donations. Why would he have to pay Idis? Lo yehei ela bal chayv at most. He's like a bal chayv. If you lend somebody money, comes payday, no money, you go and repossess his property. But which one of his properties? Ubal chayv bebeinimnis. He only gets medium quality. That's the halacha discussed in Maseches Gittin. So at most, the gizbar is treated like a bal chayv. What right does he have to access the best, highest quality fields of the person? V'chiteva, perhaps he'll say, Savar Biyakiva, perhaps Rabbi Akiva, who made this statement, really holds that kol bal chayv na b'idis. Every bal chayv has entitled to idis. So here as well, by the hegdish, the treasurer will collect the idis. Perhaps that's what he meant. Well, that doesn't work, because you can't compare apples to oranges. Ikal mifrach, there's a very simple distinction. Mal bal chayv. You know why an ordinary bal chayv collects the best? Sheken yofa koicha ben zochar, because he has an advantage. He has a right to collect on damages incurred to him. He's a common person, a hetyot, right? If somebody damages his property, he can collect on it. So perhaps because he has that advantage, he has the advantage by bal chayv as well to collect from idis. Talmud be'hegdash as opposed to hegdash proper, which has a tremendous disadvantage. Shehura koicha ben hazaken. If one damages hegdash proper, he's potter, as we explained before. So perhaps since he has that disadvantage, that weakness, likewise, when it comes to collecting on a chayv, hegdish cannot collect the same way as a non-Hegdish entity does. He can't collect from Yidus. How could he compare Hedya to Hegdish? Lo'ilam denogach tura dedan latura de Hegdish. Okay, let's go back to that earlier suggestion. Rabbi Kiva is referring to a case where my shir was negeach Hegdish's shir. I have to pay damages from the best of my properties. Well, you had a question on that, the kakashilach, regarding your question. Since when am I paying when I damage Hegdish? Shir re'eu amrachmana. The Torah clearly stipulates it's specific to a friend's animal. V'lo shashal Hegdish. So I'm not chayiv. Answer is, Rabbi Kiva holds that he is chayiv. There's another shita. Savala yozkav shimon benasya, sem shimon benasya oimer. Just the opposite. You think if you damage Hegdish's property, you get a discount? Just the opposite. You pay 100%. You don't even get that 50% discount for being a tam. Shor shel Hegdish, shenegach shor shel Hegdish pot. You're right. If Hegdish is shor, hits my shor, he's potter. Because it's not kigach shor ish, it doesn't belong to a man, it belongs to Hegdish. So potter on that side. But on the other side, oh boy, I have to pay 100%. Shor shel Hegdish, shenegach shor shel Hegdish. If my shor hits Hegdish, Bain Tam, Bain Mu'ad, whether he was an innocent shor or whether he was a habitual gorer, it's always 100% payment. Mishalom Nezek Shalom. And he has the drush of the psukim. Rashi explains here and elsewhere. Bottom line is, that's Shitas of Shimon Nasya. You are chayv upon being Magzik Hegdish. And that's exactly Rabbi Kiva's root as well. And he's just highlighting the point that when you pay, you have to pay the best. So bottom line is that in this brisa are contained two separate disputes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says you work with the idus. When you pay the best of the nizaks, you know, upon his standards. Rabbi Kiva says it's all about my best. Next machlekes, Hezek of Hegdish. Rabbi Shmuel seems to indicate you're potter. Rabbi Kiva says you're chayiv. Says the Gemara Ihach, if that's the case, that there is a machlokes regarding, a general machlokes regarding liability for damaging Hegdish. So then, who says there are two machlokes in this price? Maybe this is the one and only machlokes in the price. There's no machlokes regarding how to evaluate Idis. No, skip that. Yachir, Rishmol, Rakiva, Mimai, how do you know the Be'idis, the Nizuk, Vizibur's, the Mazik, Pligi? We had this whole discussion yesterday, right? Can I give my worst if it equals his best? Who says they're discussing that at all? Right, let's just recap quickly. The way we explained the machlekes yesterday was that we're speaking where the mazik had two qualities. Oh, he has different type of properties. He has a quality A, quality B. So A and B. And the nizik, the one who was victimized by the mazik, also has A and B. And the nizik's A equals the mazik's B. Question, when the mazik has to repay the nizik for damages, can he get away with giving quality B, which equals quality A of the Nizik, or does he have to give quality A of his own portfolio, which far surpasses the top quality of the Nizik? So, according to Bishmol, get away with cheap, because it matches the top of the Nizik. Where Rabbi Kiva goes, well, you have to upgrade it, give your best. How do you know that's at all topical discussion today? Dilma de Kuliyama. But the Nizek Shamina perhaps all agree it has to match the best of the Nizek's properties. So all the machlokes on that. The machlokes is simply regarding Hegdish, the other topic. So regarding evaluations, all agree it's all about the Nizek's standards. The other machlokes is surrounding the question of Hegdish, liable or not liable. Veplukta the Rabb Shimon Manasya, Rabbana Kamevlugi. Rabbi Kiva Savar Yodak Rabb Shimon Manasya. Even if you're mazik Hegdish, Rabbi Shmuel says, you're not chayv. That's all. And Cain says, the Marbet can't be, because if so, my loy b'hakosav, you know, Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbi Shmuel, loy b'hakosav, no, that's not what the Pasuk is coming to tell you, that you go with the Idis of the Nizek. No, it's not that. He's not even arguing about that. So why is he sort of responding in that sort of, you know, direct way? Evidently, yeah, the machlekes pertains also to Hedya, to ordinary people, not just the Hegdish. The question pertains to how to you know, estimate and evaluate the Yidus factor. Number one. Number two, void. Another riot that they're discussing how to evaluate Meitav, Maika v'chemel ha-hekdesh, because otherwise, if Rabbi Akiva is sort of towing Rabbi Shmuel's line that you can get away giving less as long as it matches the Yidus of the Nizak, so what's the point of saying Kal v'chemel ha-hekdesh? Certainly by Hekdesh, which sounds like he's so responsible by the Hed Yoid, certainly by the Hekdesh. Well, if you are applying a Kula by Hed Yoid, I don't have to give my best as long as it equals his best. Then how could you say Kal v'chemel? Certainly by Hekdesh. Who says? Who says? Hekdesh gets that weakness. Hekdesh should be stronger, not weaker. Void another ayah. Ha'amar Ravashi. Ravashi quoted a brisa, which leaves no room for mistake. Tanya behedyo, we have a clear brisa on this pasuk. Meitav sodeyu, meitav karmi yushalim. Who's best? Whose standards? Meitav sodeyu shal nizak of the victim. Or meitav karmi shal nizak of the victim. So as long as your karka that you're paying, the nizek, matches his best, you're okay. Rabbi Akiva, I mean, no. Your best. Meitav sadeh shal mazik. Meitav kam shal mazik. So it's clearly a machlekes as well. Ramali Abai l'Rav. Abai asks Rav a question. First it says, ksiv meitav sadehu, meitav kam yishan. Gotta pay your best. Meitav in, midach nilay, only the best, nothing else. Vatanya. Then we have another pasuk. A person made this pit, presented this hazard, this obstacle in the street. There was damage that occurs. He has to pay. And the pasuk says that he has to pay. Kesef yoshiv lebalav. Right. So that's a repetition because the pasuk already says balabor yishalim kesef yoshiv lebalav. Why do you have to say yishalim and then yoshiv? Tani Yoshev is coming to add l'rabo yishav kesef. Avilu subin, you can pay anything, anything of value, even if it's chaff, bran from your granary. Apparently, you don't have to pay the best at all. Even bran works. Like Kashi answers like this: all depends on the context. Kanmi daitu. If you're paying willingly without giving him a hassle, give him anything. Kalm ba korchay. But if he's uncooperative and you have to go and drag him to Besdin and go through a whole hula hoop to get him to pay, then you have to pay the best. Amar ulu breda riloi dekanami. This explanation is indicative of the in the wording of the pasuk. Dechsiv yishalim bal karach. It says yishalim. Balabar yishalim. If he's being forced bal karach to pay, you got to pay the best. But if he's just cooperating easily, then pay anything. I'm only Abaye. What do you mean? Yishalim means against his will. Miksev Yishulam. Does it say Yishulam, which is Lashon of Nifal, being forced to pay? Yishalim. Ksev Medayti Mashma. Yishalim means he's paying willingly. Elam Abaye. So this pshat doesn't work. Because the pasuk clearly is allowing any person to pay anything. Right? Yishalim Kesem means he has to pay Dafka. Money, and then it says Yashiv, anything. So how does this work? Right? We have a steer. Is it Meitav or is it the worst? Subin? Elam Rabbi Kedemar. The way to answer this contradiction is by going and having a look at how Marm, the Rebbe, Rabba, answered another issue, and we can sort of adopt that concept and apply it here as well. The sign. We know that if a person has in his possession 200 zuz, he's no longer considered, you know, below the poverty line, which no longer entitles him to collect welfare, to collect leket, shikha, and peya, those, things which are meant for poor people. Right? So once he's above that threshold, 200 zuz, he's no longer entitled. He's considered like an usher. He loses that ani status. Now, let's say a person is very wealthy in terms of assets, but no money. The sanya. Harishoy li batim. Sodo yisakramim. He has fields, home, houses, real estate, vineyards. Ve'einoy moitzi l'moichon. He can't find any buyers. So he's loaded, but no money to buy food. What do we do? Machil oisai. Maserani. You can give him maserani. He's a poor man. Ultimately, He needs money. Ad mechsa, up to until half. What does half mean? Half of the 200 zuz. So Rashi explains, because we assume that ultimately he'll sell off his properties. Even if it requires, you know, selling at a discount, he'll sell it. So bottom line is, if he has 200 zuz worth of property and he'll have to sell 50% discount, he'll get 100 zuz for it. So we can give him half of the 200, basically we can give him the extra 100 to get him up to the 200 mark. But once he hits 200, he's no longer eligible, so we can get him up to that point. And Mar, Rabbi asked the kasha, hey Chidami, what's going on here? Why is he not being able to sell his properties for market value? Are we speaking that it's a market crash? Everybody's real estate went down. With the denami, Zobadayu, and his joined the fund. Everybody's assets dropped in value. Afilu tu venami lisfile. So why are you stopping at 100? Give him as much as he needs. Rashi explains, because if a person has less than 200 zuz to his name, even 1,000 people can come give him a coin at once, and he can keep that. If you give him a little at a time, you get him up to the 200 mark, that's it. He's no longer eligible. But if you give it to him all at once, that's fine. Because he got it when he had less than 200 zuz. So why are you stopping it? Give him as much as he needs. If you're doing it in one swoop. Because it's not his fault. It's the market crash. Everybody's plans went down in value. Oh, must be. Everybody's land, everybody's property, everybody's real estate is high in value. For the day, but his is different because, you know, he's been approaching too many real estate dealers of late, and he's making it apparent that he's desperate for money. You know what happens when a person gives off that perception. I did the Isle of Anafa Kazuni, since he's running in and out, and he's desperate for money, Zol Ari. That triggers a drop of value, a devaluation of his properties. So, in reality, he brought it about. He was negligent. He wasn't careful. He wasn't a prudent businessman. I feel Portanami like this way. He'll give him anything because his assets are really worth money. Right? So he has no right to collect. Vama Marlo. So Rabbi answered on this. It must be speaking like this. Leitzricha must be the biyomin Nisan yokaratu. That in the Nisan, you know, time before the planting season, land has higher value because it's worth much for the farmers who can go and cultivate the land. Ubiyomin Tishrei zelal arata. But during Tishrei season, post-planting season, it's no longer valued as high as a Nisan. So we're not speaking that there was a market crash. It's just, you know, a seasonal cycle, a natural cycle to Kuliyama. Now everybody else waits around. They hold up. They don't sell now. They wait until the value goes up. Natri, they wait at Nisan. Masbin, and then they sell. The high, but this fellow was desperate. Since he's desperate for money, he has no time to wait. Zavakadashta, so he's compelled to sell off his field according to the current value and get the current price for it. So it's not his fault, it's circumstantial because of desperation. So ad pal go urchil mezel. So we assume that, you know, typically it goes down at most 50%. So his 200 zuz property is now only worth 100. So we can give him the extra 100 to get him up to 200. Tveilu urchil mezel, but typically it doesn't go down below that point. So therefore, we adopt this formula. So that was Rabbah's explanation. So how does that pertain to our sugi with the Meitav and with the Subin? V'achanami says Abaye. Let's sort of apply a similar concept to our sugi. Gavin is Zalkin Dina Beidus. The Torah says that a victim of Hezek can go collect the best of the Mazik's property, right? V'yamar le'ihu havli beinonis tvei purta. Let's say the Nizak says, you know what, I don't need the best quality. I'd rather get a little bit of a larger piece of land of poorer quality. I'll make up for quality with quantity. So give me beninus, medium quality, instead of idus, give me beninus, tvei purta, a bit more than I deserve. Let's make a deal. Amar leh, so now the mazik can say, look, I'm willing to make a deal, but he's going to blackmail a little bit. He says, look, now things are low in value because it's Tishrei time, right? Amalei ishaklas kedinach. If you choose to take what you're entitled to take, the idus, okay, shaka kedahashta. So you get based on current value, which is going to get you a lot. Because let's say I owe you $1 million. In today's price, in today's market, $1 million gets you a big field because the price is low. It's dishrei time. It's postseason. V'ilai, but if you opt to choose beinonis, which you really are not entitled to, okay, I'll give it to you. But, with a big but, shakel kiyukel kamei. We'll have to prorate it based on future value. And what it's worth during Nissan time. Okay? You want to do that? Fine. So that's what the pasuk is saying. There are two routes to take. If the Nizak chooses to take what he's entitled to take, it is. So he takes it based on today's market value. But if he chooses to take Yashiv L'Rabbi Subin, he wants to take, you know, a lesser quality karka, okay. But the Mazak can sort of twist his arm and say, look, yeah, I'll give it to you based on future value, which basically gets him much less. Mask of the Rav Acharayak. I don't understand. So, if the Nizak chooses to go down, he loses. You're disadvantaging the victim with respect to low quality fields. That doesn't work. Rahman Amar Teres says he's entitled to the best. At least the best. In Meitav. Right, but Amr, you say, well, the bainus is the burus namiloi. Torah is saying he has a right to take the best. Of course. At least the bainus is the burus has a right to take. You can't twist his arm and cut corners just because he decides to drop in quality. Ela marvacha bar Yaakov. This pshat doesn't work. If there's anything to apply this concept to, it's not to the nizak. Lebal chayiv. We'll connect it to the Baal Chayiv. Baal Chayiv is dinei bebeinus, right? When you collect your loan, you get the medium quality. The Amalei, suppose he's trying to strike a deal. How will he say, Buris fei purta? Give me, you know, C quality, a bit more than I deserve. A bit more than I would get if I would, you know, get the beinus. See, here he could respond and say, look, you want to take beinus? Gesundheit. If you want a different thing, I'll cut some corners. The Amalei, he can tell him, if you want to take, you know, what you're entitled to get, the beninus, shakel kedashta, take according to today's market rate. But otherwise, if you want to go down to bear ziburis, okay, I'll give it to you. But shakel kyuhil kamei, I'll price it based on Nisan's value, which is more, and you'll end up getting less. Maskehur of achabre darvika, once again, imkain, if that's what you're going to do to him, na'alta tell us if they love him. You're going to slam the door in the face of the borrowers. Basically, you're going to make it difficult for the bank to collect, for the Baal Chayv to collect. You're, you're making it more difficult to borrow money. Because look, the Baal Chayv has a very strong argument. The Amalei, he turns to the Leva. You remember I lent you $1 million, remember, right? You imagine if I would have that money in my hands right now. I can go on and buy out the world. Ilu havuli zuzik. Let's say I would have that money in my possession. The money I lent you, right? If I would have it, I would go and buy according to today's rate. Very low rate, off-season rate. Now, just because my money is by you, I'm going to lose out. You're going to charge me based on the high market rate of Nissan? That doesn't make sense. If there's any connection, any place to adopt this the concept, it's only in one case. We'll connect it to Knus Isha. So the Iksuvas Isha is collected from Ziburus. The Iksuvas Isha, Dinam Ziburus, Isha, who collects a Iksuva payment upon divorce or being widowed, she has a right to collect from Ziburus the quality C, poorest quality property. That's the halacha. Now, let's say she wants to upgrade. Oh, now you have a right to prorate it based on future rates. Based on future value. The Umrele, let's see, she tells him, E. She says, Havli Beninis, instead of Ziburis, you know, I don't want the poor quality, I want the, you know, a little bit better. I understand I have to give up. But Ziburis a bit less in size, but higher quality. Okay, he says, no problem. But at a higher rate. Umrele says, look, Ishaklas Kedinach, Shaklas Kedahashta. If you want to take what you deserve, Ziburis, okay, today's rate. Viloy, otherwise, if you want to go up, Shakli, Kiyukul Kamei, based on Nissan's higher rate. Okay, so that works, because really she's not entitled to more than Ziburis. She wants to go up. Okay, we give it to her, but with a condition. So that's a very good pshat. Now, we haven't really answered our original kasha, because Abaye's pshat didn't really work out according to the Gemara. So Rav Achmar Yaakov asked on that. Basically, we're left without a pshat. We have a contradiction. One pasuk says you have to pay the best. The other pasuk says give anything you want, even bran, subin, mekom kom kasha. How do we answer that? Amar Rava, listen to this. Kol the yoyev le mimetav leisalei. The Torah is saying like this. You want to pay with a field, the best field. You want to pay with bran? Okay, go find your best bran. You want to pay with peanut butter? Best quality peanut butter. It's always the best of what you can access. So it's not a stira. Whatever you give the best. How can you say that metav applies to anything? Well, metav sadeh uksiv. Metav is specific to field, to paying property, not other types of items. Elo ki asura papa, when he came, Rav Huna Yeshua, and Beirav from the Beis Medrash, for sure they answer, they explain like this. Kol mili metavu. When a person chooses to pay with metaltalin, with items, whatever you pay is considered the best. Why? Kol mili metavu. Because there's always a market for anything. Even, you know, something of low value, go to a place where they don't have it. And you'll rake it in. If you can't sell it here, you sell it in a different town. So there are no restrictions when it comes to paying back metatlan. Whatever you pay is considered metav. Except for land, which is not going anywhere. You can't ship it around. You can't export it. The lazily metav terrorist saying you got to pay the best. So that it is something of high demand. So that people will jump and buy it. So basically, that answers the kasha. The Torah is concerned about the victim being compensated properly with something that he can, you know, sell easily. So when you give him karka, which is sort of stationary, you got to give him the best. But when it's something that can be exported and shipped around, anything works. Because they'll always find a customer. Boy minei Rav Shmuel bar Abba Merakrunya, he asked the Shalom Rabbi Abba. Kishain Sham. True. So you pay metav of the field. How do you estimate? How do you evaluate? B'shaloi hein shaman, based on his best, the mazik's best? Or b'shaloi lo hein shaman, it was based on market standards. So the perpetrator here has, you know, very good quality land, which, you know, relative to the landowners in the neighborhood, that's considered metav. In terms of market, you know, value, this is called metav. But he himself has super quality fields, which is far surpasses the metav of the oilam of the people at large. So, which metav does he have to give? Is it based on the common concept of metav, common standards, or his standards? B'shaloi en shaman, oy b'shaloi lam en shaman. Now, whose shita are we going with? Are we even focusing on the mazik or not? Aliv the Rabbi Shmuel, Kon the Rabbi Shmuel, we never focus on the mazik. Like, there's no question. Because he says, the amah b'dinizik shaymina. You're not obligated to pay your best, as long as it matches the highest standard, highest quality of the nizik. So of course you don't have to give your best. If you give the metav, which is considered metav out there, that's for sure good. Right? Kiti Bailuch, the question is like this. I'll leave the Rabbi Kiva, the Amar B'de Mazik Shamina. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's all about the Mazik's best. But still, how far do we go? How far up? His very, very best? Or as long as he has a metav, which, in terms of, you know, market regard, we consider this to be metav, that's enough. My metav sadei yom rachmana, muta denizim. The Torah says he has to give his best. It means as opposed to, you know, getting away with giving something which equals the nizak's best. That doesn't work. You have to give your best. Right? So as long as it's considered metav out there, it's labeled as metav, that's enough. Oidum l'muta de'al manami. Or you can say, no, you have to go all the way to the top. Meitav Sadeyu, to give your very, very best, irrespective of whether it equals or surpasses the standards of Meitav out in the world. Omar Lei, so he responded, Rachman Omar Meitav Sadeyu. Torah says, the Mazik must give his Meitav. That's it. It's unequivocal. Vat Amrit B'Shalaylim and Shaman. How can you suggest that's based on, you know, the common standards? His best is his best. Okay, we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. So bottom line is, the Torah says, a Mazik has to pay Meitav. Quote Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't have to be higher in value, higher in quality than the Nizak's highest quality field. Quote Rabbi Kiva, it does. It's all about the Mazik's high quality. We had another machlekes regarding Mazik of Hegdesh, of his Chayav or Potter. We had a Stira. Is it Meitav or is there anything? And according to the Maskana of the Gemara, Karka, only Meitav, because there has to be something of high demand, whereas if you pay any other types of items and metaltalin, in that case, by definition, it's called Meitav because there's always a market out there, and therefore you can get away with paying even Subin. We started with a sugya of whether Meitav is personal or relative to the standards out in the market. Initially, the Gemara responds that according to Rabbi Akiva, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's all about the Meitav of the Mazik. Of course, he has to give the best of his best. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.